Info. And we're back on your radio here on Dailies Today, Nigeria Info 99.3. Good morning to you, Lagos. We are live on Facebook and on YouTube, so you can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search for Nigeria Info 99.3. Better still, just like our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to start with the front page, with the Vanguard on the front page. This picture here on the Vanguard. President Buhari with Ashwaju Tinubu. President Buhari, who visited him in London yesterday. Buhari visits Tinubu in London.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I was just going to stress that. Okay, now, so we have a fantastic photograph. Buhari visited Tinubu. Not Tinubu visited, Buhari visited Tinubu. And if I were Ashwaju, yeah. I'd fire my strategic team. So it's now all out in the open. It is very discerning. You can see that this gentleman has health challenges, which is okay. Now, to come and start spinning it around and get a whole governor from Lagos to go and verify that all is well is very, very disappointing. It's a very disappointing strategy. Mm. What has happened? Apparently, I think the man had, that Ashwaju had problems with his knees. At his age, it is not unusual.
That's right. That's
okay?
Right.
So he had, what we hear is that he had to do a knee replacement, which is okay. They did it in America. Ah. And has gone to
recuperate
in the UK. So why not just admit it? It's a wrong strategy. So are we going to have a president who will not be honest with us? And if you look at the photograph, I ask all of you, I'm showing it here now. Mm. If you look at the photograph that I have here in the Vanguard on the front page, he's holding both knees, most likely out of pain. He's carrying a walking stick, Tinubu has never been known, even when he was made the Jagaban, he didn't get any walking stick. Mm-hmm. And so the man had challenges. The beauty of this photograph is that he's actually now looking well rested. Mm. Much, much better, which his handlers should be proud of. Governance demands honesty. No matter how bad it is, PR is about managing the truth, not spinning things. And I keep saying, for as long as you get involved in spinning, you are going to put the reputation of your principal at stake. But I'm happy to see him alive. In the other photographs, where he's marked up, he looks well. He looks, he has chopped up, right? There's sausages and cocoa. Yeah. So he's put on a bit of weight and he looks more relaxed. In fact, this look now puts him in better stead to run for the presidency if he so desires. And it was nice of the president to have visited him. That also shows all the rumor mongers who say all is not well between them. Well, in politics, you never know, but at least the president made that. And for the president to visit him, it means he had a challenge.
Right.
The president didn't stop by to break his fast or stop by to ask him how the road to Selfridges or whatever it is. It also adds to the fact that the gentleman was had some challenges and the president went to visit him. Mm. All's well that ends well in this exercise. We hope he'll come back hale, hearty and chatty. Mm. But I'd like to beg all political handlers, especially the Lagos State and the APC, it is about the truth. PR is about managing the truth. It's not about spinning, and it's not about imagery. Because with the social media now, you just have to come out clean. Mm. If it's bad, you say it's bad, but then you tell us what is the hope at the end of the tunnel. I hope a lesson will be learned from all this, and it'd be nice to see this gentleman back. He might want to pursue his campaign.
Right. Let's move on to page 11 of the Punch newspaper. We have two stories here, but let's take the first one. Diplomats assault Nigeria-Indonesian relations intact, envoy insists.
Well, of course, because the interests that Nigeria and Indonesia would have would be, to be honest with you, in reality, would be far more than this assault incident. And I'm a bit worried, that a lot of people are not, taking notice of the fact that from ordinarily, if these were immigration officials, if this man had been asked to produce his passport and he produced it, I doubt if this incident would have happened. That's my thinking. Mm. That's my thinking. So again, you see, we need to, of course, we'll stand up to the Indonesians, But we also need to look inwards to make sure that we ourselves do the right things. And the time has come for us also to change the perception people have of our country. And it's not helped by the way, I'm sorry to say, a lot of our citizens behave abroad, out of sync with the rest of the world. If you go to any international airport, mm-hmm. where you have the Nigerians will be the most rowdy. I'm sorry to say I'm a Nigerian, so I'm sorry, but that's what it is. If you go through the pages and of their papers and whatever, maybe 6 out of 10 Africans that are involved in one crime or the other, Nigeria will take the first 6. We need to tell ourselves some home truths. We need to tell ourselves some home truths. Mm. But we'll see where all this is going to end. But I think that at the end of the day, it will be sorted out in a diplomatic manner. Nobody has still told us who this. Well, we know who he is, but we don't know what he does. Mm. Now, could this also be? Could it have something to do with espionage? We don't know. Mm. But you know, for somebody in our own job, we always try to think far ahead. That could there be some? Because we keep saying this diplomat. We don't know. Is he head of me? What exactly is he? Who? What does he do?
Right. We don't know that.
We don't know that. Mm. So you need to keep. There I go. My friend always calls me a conspiracy theorist, but yes, that's what I'm paid to do. So we need to open up our minds to find out what exactly happened in this incident. But I can assure you that our relations will not go that bad. Very unlikely. Mm.
Let's take a look at the second story on that page. Says Nigeria receives first shipment of J&J vaccine.
Aha! Now we have, this is another set. And they've taken delivery, the first shipment of, no, is this figure right?
Yeah, 177,000. Oh, what's there? What's there? What's the figure there?
The federal government took delivery of the first shipment of let me read what I have. 177,600. That's 177,600. For who? Okay. Is it supposed to go to Unilag alone?
It's one shot now.
Even if it's one shot, I know this is a joke.
It's one shot. You take care of 177,000.
You see, this is what happens when you bind your own self to the Philistines. Your country can't get up and go and buy these vaccines to save its people. What we're doing is that we're opening up our hands for leftovers. Mm. Ajakulele now. This is the kind. I've forgotten his name now. He called. This is one that has fallen off the table. It will be late. This 177,000. Well, if you can, this 177,600 also will be divided by 36.
That's right.
Guess is as good as mine. But the beauty is, if you can get this one,
it's
a one shot dose, right?
It's one shot. It's one shot.
Are you sure this figure is right?
It is right now.
177,600. Philip, don't worry about this one. My long leg knows this is one, because by the time you divide this one by 36,
it's gone.
The FEC alone will capture
something. Oh boy.
Oh my god.
Is it? But they're saying that there's still more to come.
I beg you. This is like when we were in uni. You go and greet your rich uncle. God bless Uncle Shobo. When I was in university, if I go to Uncle Shobo's office, I know it is 100 naira. Mm. It was a lot of money. Jimmy boy, it was 100 naira. And I go to Uncle Shobo's office, back, they now gives me 50 kobo.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I don't want to use the word insulting, because it's free. This is what happens when you don't, you know, these are crumbs off the table. Mm-hmm. You go to a rich man's house, you hope to come out with a plate of rice, and all you get is 2 teaspoonfuls of rice with a little salt to put on it. Okay. No soup, no meat. Right, let's go.
Let's stay with the punch. Page 19 of the punch. Bank CEOs threaten Forex fraudsters with arrest, prosecution. There's dollar scarcity
right
now.
Bank CEOs should stop playing to the gallery. By the way, we still haven't heard from the central bank about what happened during the governor's 60th birthday. It's very, very important that we get it, or else we'll go along with the story in the social media. Again, I'd like to plead, you know, with the whoever is handling the media, whatever, to please issue a statement on this. And I think Governor Emefiele, do you call governors His Excellency? Is the only governor who...
It's his name.
At this rate, you
know? It's his name. We can't call him His Excellency.
You know? Okay, so Mr. Emefiele, to please explain. But back to this story.
Yeah.
The CEOs are playing to the gallery. A lot of us have a fair idea of what happens to forex allocations to banks. Your guess is as good as mine. And they say they threaten forex fraudsters with arrest and prosecution. If we were to dig deeper, some of them would also be facing arrest and prosecution in this regard. It's sad that those in privileged positions in this country are the ones who sabotage all these things. It's not the ordinary man on the road. Our foreign exchange, whatever, has been completely compromised. Completely compromised, regime after regime, year after year. It's been completely compromised, largely by the elite and the powerful. As soon as allocation comes, what we hear is sometimes it's divided in, divided into twice. But I'd like to plead with our privileged people to please let our people have another day. Let us try and make this country survive. I keep saying, Sharif, as a full adult, I traveled in the 80s and bought currency at not even 1-to-1, 1-to-1.5, meaning 500 naira will give you $750. When the footballer came and it initially it was 4-to-1, you know, I was so disappointed. I almost wept, you know. And my friend who did the exchange for me way back then, the top publisher now, he did the exchange for me, the Jimmy's Naso Ibio. We never knew that it would now come to 515. In my own lifetime, when I bought a Passat for 11,000, I can count 11,000. I don't have up to 11,000 in my pocket, but Sharif can put the balance and give it to him to buy a Passat.
Okay. 11. Okay.
That's how far down we have gone. So we'd like to plead with the CEOs themselves to tighten the controls. And some of them should take their eyes off that one. I mean, take that as, and let our, stop strangulating us, the ordinary people. Let our people live.
COVID-19, no lockdown for now, says FG, as cholera rages.
That's the news. No lockdown for now. But when you keep hearing this kind of story, you better be on standby. Because from what we're beginning to discern, it might just happen. If it gets completely out of hand. They talk about other countries here. There's a talk about other countries who do what they call precision lockdown. You can lock down Shomolu, you can lock down. But we know that it won't happen here. We can't even do precision. This thing with states. The other day, people were traveling during lockdown. They were traveling at night. Once you drop at the security checkpoint, off you go. And so, but I think, like I said, look, I get a feeling there have been so many deaths in recent times, in like the last 2 weeks, spread all over deaths. And usually you just hear after a brief illness. You know, well, I still feel that prominent people, you know, might be dying from this COVID, and a lot more people that are not that prominent. So there is a need for you to, you know, for you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. We don't have the, we can't cope. Look at, now we are celebrating 177,000 600 vaccines in the population of 240 something million. What's our population? We don't know.
I just guessing. It's true. We're just guessing. Let's go to Vanguard now. Page 7 of the Vanguard. Embarking on strike during pandemic, dangerous, unconscionable, FG tells doctors.
And also, we now like to tell FG that you are allowing this to happen so far is dangerous and unconscionable. Unconscionable.
Okay.
It's only if you're it's a pity when it was here. It's only if you graduated from UDILAC that you're able to sail through such things smoothly. But you didn't go to UDILAC, sorry. Okay. So now the government is blowing hot, insisting on no work, no pay. That has never worked, even in their Abacha days, because the Abacha days are the measurement for extreme whatever. Corps members, consultants mobilized to render health services. The government should swallow its pride, do the needful, and let these doctors come back. The people who put themselves out for election way back then and convinced us to vote for them, the two major whatever now, they're visiting each other in the UK. Our people are here. Please, APC government, do something very quickly.
Indeed.
What an irony. The two principal actors in the campaign way back then are visiting each other in the UK for health reasons. Then here, our doctors are on strike. Where's that football story?
It's here. We'll take it.
That's the editorial. I'm talking about there's a football story. Yeah, that's one.
Okay. So there we go. Fanfare, as 2021-2022 EPL season begins today.
Well, the EPL season begins today. It's made story in the Nigerian newspapers, but I feel so ashamed. The other time, was it Chelsea that won? They bought a cow, dressed it in Chelsea, whatever. They slaughtered it after. They were dancing over masquerade Chelsea, and people have gone gaga. Some don't know the essence of being a supporter of a club. I had one woman, you know, in the market that day. If you support our Chelsea more, I don't mind you. Let everybody better see we nothing. You are supposed to support. It is a club that once you have a club, then you know you support them for life. I was watching BBC this morning, and one new club is joining the Premier League. They've had supporters for the last 30 years, hoping the club will move forward. But that's not the essence of my story. What is happening to Nigerian football? What happened to the days of ISCC, stationary stores, ECN, which later became NEPA? What happened to the Rangers, Mighty Jets of Jaws? What happened to Nigerian soccer? They play Nigerian football now. Nobody knows, and I don't even know who is doing well. I know Arsenal is going to play tonight, but you can't blame me. You can't. What? Why has her league and whatever it's been so stifled to turn it to top professional? It's been so difficult because people are used to tapping government for everything. You know, one good thing about government business is that there's always something that you can rake in, you know. And I think it's a big pity, and we need to look, you know. I thought that having a young and vibrant sports minister would have a semblance of that, but even to take at least ordinarily to the Olympics has become a problem. It's a shame. Can you imagine if we had this kind of vibrant whatever? You wouldn't be sitting next to me here. You'd be practicing on the field.
Practicing what on the field?
Football now. You said you're a striker at number 9.
Hey, that was then now.
But you will still be.
I will not still be. That was then, way back.
Hey, no matter way back it is, you will still be. You get what I'm saying?
What? Well, I'll be what? I don't get it. That's the thing.
No, but what, you know, having played football and so, isn't it shameful? I grew up in the 60s to a vibrant football, whatever.
In fact, sports generally.
Yes, there was sports a great cup. When I remember Aruna, Ilerika, Ogenis, Ilerika. It was, I hope Uncle Dele Adetiba is there, because I remember when you get tired of telling your audience that he's kicking the ball, you just mentioned his name, Ilerika. Ilerika, that means only two people gone. One day I tell you the story of Zumratu and the Bobby College. Lyrica versus Tunde Martins. We don't have time now. Football was.
But
cool.
You still promise people that you're going to tell them the story of how you became. What's that?
I became what?
Your confraternity, this thing again.
Yes,
a pirate, have
you? Yes, I was just still telling the story. But this is not the right time to do so, because I was just saying to myself, it could be misunderstood. You know, we are lucky as a nation. A month ago, before I went on vacation, I thought this country was going to catch fire. In all honesty, I just thought that this country was going to catch fire. But things are gradually cooling down. So there's so much tension in the air. Times are not normal. And therefore, I don't want to add any form of matchstick to the burning fire.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it's best.
It's best. But when I remember Lyrica, Jesus Christ.
See, you are not going to tell. You are not telling anything.
There's no time. That's
don't whet our appetites. Abi, guys, what do you guys think? You want to hear?
Okay, I'll tell you the story at 9 o'clock.
Better.
I promise you. Mm. 9 today, you hear the story.
Better. Mm-hmm. Better. Let's take this editorial from page 18 of the Vanguard. Ex-governor's pension must go.
Well, the Vanguard is saying what all of us, you know, they're writing an editorial that we should apply a bit of sense. In fact, I saw somewhere where the governor of Lagos thankfully said that governors don't even need any pension in reality, and I agree with him. But they say that we once again call for outright abolition of the self-serving pension laws across the country because, as seen above, it is a serious drain on the public resources of the various states where the laws are in place. I mean, one of the former governors, one of the states, allocated $100 million for the governor's health and to cover his health and that of his family. $100 million. I would have thought that. Why don't you say that we are going to have a policy? For insurance,
A national health insurance scheme.
Yes, the premium.
Oh, okay.
For insurance, okay. I think it's 1% or something like that. Why? But instead, they allocated the under. You know, that's government funds.
Mm.
That's where it goes. And I'm happy that. And they say that the city like Lagos may seem very rich in internal revenue, but the quantum of infrastructural deficit and poor social service delivery do not portray Lagos as a state overflowing with milk and honey as such.
Mm.
Right.
So we're going to go to the Vanguard, page 27 of the Vanguard. Harun Balogun has a story here. MSSN Lagos warns youths against social vices once BB Niger banned.
Well, I'm a Christian. I'm of Muslim origin. I'm a Christian. But religion aside, I think we do need to take a second look at this program that is called Big Brother. This is not to go into fisticuffs with multi-choice, you know, but I think there's a need to take a look at the moral side of what's going on in that place. It's definitely not good for the eyes. You get all kinds of excuses, you know, you can restrict it, it's for adults, it's for this, it's for that. But with the way we were talking about ethics yesterday, which we're going to continue today, and with the way we are now, we need things that would at least turn things around on the moral ground. Also, having a program, I mean, it's anybody's discretion to watch or not, but providing an opportunity for people to sit down 24/7, 7 days a week to watch people in a household. Well, I mean, okay, fine, it takes them away from the Korean movies that they would have been watching, but because I find a lot of people, Sharif, rather than sit down and ponder, sit down all day watching Korean movies and this and you know all these kind of things.
Mm.
We tend to laying about seems to be becoming part of our culture because in a country like ours, in our society, we are prone to helping each other. Therefore, every day you can bring out your phone, send prayer to 10 persons, and then send another 10 requests to those who you sent prayers to the previous day. And brother, may help me now. It's for you, rich people like you to help poor people like that kind of thinking. But I agree. And we are going to examine this at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The moral side, this is not to bring the program down or anything.
Mm.
But I'm a bit worried, like the MSSN are. And even Skid Ikemefuna, my good friend, who used to be in show business with Ben Bruce in the Silver Bed days. Yes, you know, on Facebook was getting worried that this is something else. And it's building traction there. So it's part of what we'll discuss at 9.
Okay.
Yes. But please, when we do so, I don't want, we're not running anybody down. We just want to take a look at the moral side to ask ourselves, is there anything we can do to take this side out of our eyes?
Mm. To take it out of what?
Eyes, that's Yoruba English.
But they are not putting people.
That is Yoruba English to take out of our eyes.
They are not putting it into people's eyes.
This is a Nigerian station. You know, we must speak. I
know. I'm saying that they are not forcing anybody to watch it. So they are not putting it in
if
your
you,
eyes.
If you were a true Yoruba son, you would say Gbekuro Lojuwa. It doesn't. But I'm that is Sharif. I'm sure a part of it is not from my.
I think I'm from. I will do some whatever tracing later. I'll do some whatever tracing later. I think we can. We can't. I'm sorry.
We can't take the last one. But read the headline.
It says Miracle Money, YouTuber regains freedom.
Ah, the one with Pastor, what's his name now?
Suleiman.
Pastor Suleiman, who it is alleged said that did one of his programs that everybody should point their phones in the air, say a prayer, and then they will get that kind of. Thank God we are not even. Okay, let's go.
Okay. So apart from this moral story of BBN, what else is that? Is that you're going to tell the story of Ilerika.
And also, you know that Arun Balogun also provides, you know, for those who are looking for spouses. So every Friday, if he publishes them, to help those who are looking for, I wanted to say looking for fruit of the womb, and I was pointing at Philip, to help those who are looking for a wife or something, or a husband, whatever. We go through. That Friday is a fun day.
It should be. I'll be here too. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
Next Friday is the anniversary day.
Yes, it is.
I'm a hanko.
Serious hang. I'm a hanko, seriously.
Okay.
All right. We have to go now. Thank you guys for watching online. Thank you for listening on the radio. And thank you for your thought on WhatsApp. We'll be back at 8 o'clock. We have the news for you. Stay with us.
You don't wait so day. And now, they don't break the padlock.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.